Or Blob. Blob.
Hero Blob, Episode 3, Dance of the Spider Freak. A sunny, virtually cloudless, beautiful day in Central Texas. But what's this? Down below, on the banks of Mount Innocentville, Innocentville's only active volcano, a strange scene is unfolding. Three young men are waxing their pores, preparing to surf. Only one of these is Blob. This is Rick McStanmeyer on location with Action 10 Action News at Innocentville's 13th annual Volcano Surfing Blowout with our city's favorite hero, Blob. Tell me, Blob, what brings you out to the surfing blowout today?
Well, Rick, Mayor Goonberg asked me to come down and take part in our city's tradition this year. Apparently the crowds have been thinning out the past couple years.
Yes, the choking black smoke and extreme danger of burning to death in a fiery inferno seems to have kept some people at home. But not me, your intrepid investigator, Rick McStanmeyer. No sirree. As you can see, I'm wearing my special Action 10 gas mask and protective overcoat. The surfers are all donning their protective wetsuits, good for about 10 seconds of comfort if the surfer should fall into the boiling lava. All, that is, except for Hero Blob here, who's wearing some very interesting Hawaiian trunks. What is that padded on your trunks, Blob? Teeth?
I'm not sure, Rick. Some guy just gave me $10 to wear them and say I got them at Vampiro's Custom Tailors. In the same building as the Boxco Box Factory.
Very interesting. Well, the crowd seems to have settled into their seats with special weatherproof umbrellas in case of deadly lava spray. It looks like the competitors are getting into position at the edge of Certain Death Corridor, waiting for the next monster wave of magma to bubble up to the surface and get the lava moving for them. Looks like you'd better go join them, Blob.
I do what I want.
Very well. Now, I need not remind you viewers at home that this is the most dangerous, exotic, terrifyingly deadly sport known to man, and that any one of these competitors, in spite of the precautions and the special wetsuits, will almost certainly die if they fall off their surfboards at any time. Oh, hear that, folks? That rumble means a bubble of magma, possibly a belch of a lava monster living deep beneath the crust of the earth, is heading for the surface. Looks like the race is about to begin. And they're off. Around the first curve, and it looks like Johnny Applefeed is in the lead. Yes, followed by Zeppo Bronkwitz and Rodney Angelfield. And yes, in last place is Blob. It looks like he hasn't even mounted his board yet. He's just standing there, picking his nose. Folks, I've never seen anything like this before. He just pulled a Volkswagen bug out of his nose. Wow, allergy season really is hitting us hard this year, isn't it? And now, as Johnny Applefeet bends around the second turn in the lava maze, it seems Blob is finally climbing onto his board. And just in time, because another giant wave is building. Oh boy, this one's even bigger than the last. Blob is climbing up. Oh, this wave is catching up with the others, towering over him. It looks like the other surfers are in trouble. Oh no, it's worse than I thought. The giant lava wave has crashed down upon the other racers, surely burning and melting them into a fleshy puddle of doom. The only racer still standing on his board is Blob, that fearless Blob, with one foot dangling down in the boiling lava, unafraid of the heat and power of molten rock and fire. Let's catch up with him and see what he has to say. Blob, you've just won the race. How does it feel to be the victor?
Inevitable. Great. Fun.
And do you have anything to say for the families of the two men who died, burned to death by molten lava in the erupting volcano?
What? They didn't get burned up. That wave I rode was me, in the form of tepid room temperature lava.
Wow, you heard it here first, folks. The other races were not burned up. The lava was room temperature. They're alive.
Whoa. They ain't alive. They still drowned to death in the lukewarm lava.
Oh. Well, you heard it first here, folks. Blob wins the race.
Meanwhile, in Haglady Bobo's palace on the moon, a strange vehicle docks, like a flying speedboat with a bubble top. Haglady Bobo, one-eyed, tentacled, being of pure evil, squishes her way over to meet the unconventional craft. A hatch opens. Steam pours out, and from it emerges a wild being, walking with the laid-back gait of a surfer.
Hoi, Haglady Bobo!
The slime-dripping bag of a woman doesn't answer, but her single eye narrows, her yellowed, knife-sharp teeth grinding together. She knows this kooky space stranger, with his golden forehead and liquid metal space shirt over floral board shorts.
You, the spider freak. What makes you think you can dare to profane my presence and live to tell the tale?
Come on, Bobo. No hard feelings, eh? One bad day in uni, and you hold it against me all my life.
You are a sickening piece of trash.
Fair dinkum. But I hear you're having trouble with your conquest of Innocentville, and I've got a foolproof fan that can never fail.
Sigh. It is a sign of my dire straits and my complete lack of competent help that I deign to hear your plan, rather than consuming you right here and now.
Oi, if you want to go on another date, just say so.
Get to the point, spider freak.
Well, see, I've got myself a spider robot named Spidery, and he can crush this hero blob into dust.
A frontal attack against the hero blob. A bold plan. I approve.
Oi, that's great, ma'am. Like I said, it's a perfect plan. Nothing could possibly go wrong. There's just one thing.
Dare I even ask?
The spider's only 5 inches tall. But with your matter chance modifier, you can make him grow and be a million feet tall.
Very well. Take the portable transmodifier and get out of my face.
Ta, Bobo baby. You won't regret this.
I already do.
The spider freak returns to his craft, carrying the matter transmodifier, his craft taking off from the polished surface, flying past the green buttresses and spires of the magical, evil fortress and into the stars toward Earth. While back in Innocentville, Blob has continued his busy schedule, meeting up with the mayor of the town for the christening of the rebuilt Innocentville Tower at the beating heart of the city center.
It's a great honor to have you here, Blob, for the reopening of Innocentville Tower. Rebuilt after being destroyed by that giant mad flamethrower person monster, this is the 5th time it's been destroyed this month. But we here at Innocentville's Parliament feel certain that this time, it's going to last. Ahem. So, Hero Blob, do you have any comments for our audience, all the people of Innocentville?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for having me here. I care about stuff like whatever this building is. It looks big, and it looks like it's made good. As for the people of Innocentville, I want to say some simple advice that always helps me get through the day. Always have the power to turn into any liquid, which I do, and to grow to any size. And if you turn to crime, I will find you and I will kill you.
Thank you, Blob, for those inspiring words. Well, what could that be? It sounds like it's coming from the roof. Oh my, I think we're under attack. Looks like it's a good thing you're here, Blob.
Yeah, otherwise who would finish off that lavish buffet in the corner?
Blob, I was thinking maybe, if it's all right, you could go defend the tower or something.
Don't push me.
And so the new Innocentville Tower remains unprotected. But what horror is going on top of the roof?
Yeah, Spidery, that's the way. Smash the tower roof with your many legs. You're doing great. As a present, I'll let you listen to that song you like so much. Oi, who left their cell phone on during the radio show? Oi, it's mine. G'day.
Hello, it is I, Hag Lady Bobo, on your mobile phone. I'm just calling to check up on how your plan is going.
Oh, yeah, it's going all right. Here, I'll let you take a look. There, isn't that amazing?
I can't see anything.
Oh, I didn't push the right button for FaceTime. How do you work this thing?
I think it's the icon with the video camera on it.
No, it's the one with the curtains and the photograph buggers.
Well, whatever you're pressing, it isn't working.
Nah, that was photo booth. Here we go.
Still nothing. I'm looking at a blank screen.
Oh, yeah, it was iMovie. Where the bloody bugger is this thing?
Press the icon with the face on it. Isn't there one with a face on it? It's called FaceTime, isn't it?
No, there isn't one with a face. Oh, got it.
Still nothing on this end.
No, that just reversed my camera so I can see myself. Hold on, yeah, there it is. Little stinker. It's the icon with the step and the eagle.
That's the mail icon, you idiot. Why do you even have an iPhone if you don't know how to use it?
Maybe all I'm going to see is the Earth app.
What the blazing devil is that?
It's a free version of Skype. It's called Earth.
Skype is free, you moron. Why would you download such a useless app?
It's not free phone to phone. You have to have Skype open too.
I'm not sure if I have that downloaded on this phone. I get so confused with all my devices. I think it's on my iPad and my Google Glass.
Well, you've got one of those already. You must have some connections.
Yes, thank you for dating this entire production. Now people in the future are going to laugh at us when they listen to this in the Hero Blob Absolute Radio Collection, volumes 1 through 787.
Oi, here it is. I found it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it has FaceTime written on it when I highlight it.
Then press it and let me see the destruction.
Oi, don't get your bloomers in a tizzy. Here we go, it's on. Can you see it?
I can't see anything, you idiot.
That's impossible. It's on. And my camera's running.
Oh.
What?
Nothing. I just...
What is it?
I'm using a Nokia phone from 2005. I don't think I have FaceTime.
Well then, thank you for wasting my time, dear lady.
No matter. I'll just use my Hag Lady Hyperscope telescope to peer down into your world and see what's going on.
Your telescope will see all the way down to the little details on Earth?
Yes, I just have to adjust it from President Obama's dressing room window to... Aha! Innocentville Tower! And there it is, on its roof. The giant red spider robot.
It's more spidery. Love him to death.
But you fool, he's not destroying the tower at all.
What?
Why, he's dancing.
Roy. Well, what's the worry?
Why the deuce is he dancing? Why does he even know how to dance?
Well, is he flying through space and all? It's mighty lonely, ma'am. And me and Spidery, we've got this connection, yeah? And he and I, on the long trip from Space Australia back to Earth, well, there wasn't much else to do. So we've danced. We've danced and danced. The stars are silent witness.
I didn't give you the matter transmodifier to bring dance to the world of megafauna. I gave it to you to destroy Innocentville. Get that spider to destroying.
Well, if you think about it, he's a giant spider, right?
Yes, we've established that. I can see him.
Well, something that big is going to weigh a whole lot, right? And dancing, that's a mighty heavy step when he's doing, right? Well, seems to me he's going to destroy that tower eventually, and then he'll just dance on all the other roofs. And there you go.
Make it happen, Spider Freak. I don't have time for failure. Literally, I've run out of minutes on my phone plan. Don't disappoint me.
Don't you worry, Hag Lady Bobo. This blonde fella's as good as dog meat. Me and Spidery are gonna Ned Kelly him, dig?
The crowd has long since dispersed, running in all directions through the showers of debris raining from the benighted tower's rooftop. Inside, Hero Blob leans back in his chair, stomach distended 5 feet in front of him, the mayor fussing behind him.
Blob, could you find the robot monster now?
Blurp! I needed that. Sure, Mr. Mayor, let me at him. I'm full of sausages and potato salad, and that's all the fuel I need to win the day. You just stay here in the tower where it's safe, Mayor. I've got a bug to squish.
Oh, that was so dashing.
No, it wasn't quite right. I've got a daddy long leg to dismember.
Even better, Blob.
No. It's still not right. I've got a big pest to exterminate. No, I've got an arachnid to squish. No, I've got a spider to bite. That's the ticket. I've got a spider to bite, Mr. Mayor.
That's wonderful, Blob, but could you please maybe do it soon? I don't know how long the tower's structure will hold.
Sure thing, Mr. Mayor. I've got a spider to bite. I've got a spider to bite. Yeah, I've got a spider to bite. I've got a spider to bite. I got a spider to bite. I have got a spider to bite.
Yes, Blob, now.
No time, Mr. Mayor. I've got a spider to bite. Blob, flight power activate.
Blob flies into the air, up to 100 stories to the top of Innocentville Tower.
I don't think it's 100 stories, Neri.
Let's not start this again, narrator number two.
I'm just saying it's like 40 stories top.
Use some imagination, mister. Yes, 36 stories high, but this is being recorded for radio. Nobody knows how high it actually is.
I guess 100 does sound better.
Yeah.
So Blob reached the creature, 100 stories above the streets of Innocentville.
Stop right there, Spider Robot. Your reign of dancing is over. Huh. You're just dancing, huh, little guy? Nothing wrong with that.
Spidery continues his dance, and if he had a face, it would smile at Blob's words.
Nothing wrong with dancing, but there is something wrong with being a giant eight-legged robot crap bag. Ah!
Blob lands a righteous punch on the spider robot's body, tearing off a leg as he flies past.
Now you can tap dance as you tap on the door to hell, because you'll want them to let you in, because you're gonna die.
Spidery's shoulders droop. He knows he's met his match, but he sees his special friend, the Spider Freak, hovering in his boat ship close by. In honor of him, he would fight. He would fight!
You freak! You hit me!
Blob crashes into Spidery, catapulting the spider robot off the roof of Innocentville Tower, driving him the 40 stories. The 100 stories into the ground.
Writhing in his last box of life, Spidery's 7 remaining legs twitch madly, still trying to dance, until finally, Blob valiantly rips his circuit board out, silencing the spider robot forever.
Looks like I've got a spider to bite.
Blob bites the circuit board, breaking it in half. Suddenly, the speedboat ship of the Spider Freak swoops down, landing next to Blob. The happy music of love is silenced, and only sadness remains as the hatch opens and the Spider Freak debarks.
You killed him! You killed him and he only wanted to dance!
Sorry, do I know you?
He only wanted to dance! He only wanted to dance!
Hey, you're from outer space, aren't you?
Yeah, how'd you know?
We don't take kindly to outer space weirdos here. Time for a Blob kick punch double.
No! No! You won't get away with this, Blob! I'll crush you under my foot! You killed my best friend, and all he wanted to do was dance!
Reaching into the cockpit of his ship, the Spider Freak pulls out the matter transmodifier and turns it on himself.
You'll never be able to beat me when I grow giant!
Oh no, he grew gigantic! Well, logically, since I can turn into any amount of water, I can grow to any size. Blob growth power, activate! I am also huge now.
Grow as big as you want, Blob. I've got the power of love on my side, and I will not be beaten no how.
Ow! This guy's tough.
Fair dinkum, take this. This.
Hold on.
What? What is it, you killer?
Just let me get out a few last words.
Yeah, okay. I'm just gonna turn my back and let you say your prayers.
Blob, liquidize. Liquid form, space poison. Hey, turn around, Spider Freak.
Alright, Oi, where'd that Blob fella go? All I see is that giant glass of water.
Yeah, that's right. I'm just a big old glass of water.
Well, I am a bit parched. I'll just take a big gulp here and... It can't be! This isn't water! It's space poison! That's my only weakness!
Space poison! Bob, solid ice! Yeah, I knew an alien like you wouldn't like the space poison.
I'm allergic, you idiot! It kills me!
Yeah, Mr. Alien, I know just what to do to finish you off. I'll just pick up this building.
Meanwhile, inside Innocentville Tower...
Well, it sounds like that spider robot is finally off the roof. I guess things are finally looking up. Thanks to Blob. What was that? Oh boy, I need a heartburn chewable. Why, it's a giant hand. A giant hand reaching for the tower. It's Blob. No, Blob, no!
Blob picks up the building, whipping Innocentville Tower from its foundations.
And he smashes it on the head of the Spider Freak.
Oh, this is it then. Goodbye, cruel world. I'll be with you soon, Spidery. I'll be with you soon.
Say goodbye to one more alien freak. Now I'll just take the body. Oh, it's heavy. And toss it into the sun. Ha ha!
And so the menace of the Space Australia invasion was ended forever.
Yeah, I guess, but...
What? What is it?
Wasn't that a little, you know, brutal? I mean, he tossed the guy's body into the sun.
What's so wrong with that?
I mean, this means that character can't even return from apparent death anymore. He's burned up in the sun.
Did somebody say a burn?
Mad flamethrower person.
Mad flamethrower person.
Hey,
that's not funny, huh? I like the burn things. Eh? I'm not the flamethrower person, I guess. Are you going to tell?
Yeah, you got to burn the thing.
Burn.
Can you burn things in Bob episode 1?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I was there.
I was too. I was the announcer.
But he did not throw me into the sun.
He didn't. You're alive still somehow.
Because then I would have burned.
Yeah, but...
I don't want to burn. I want to burn other things.
Well, that seems like kind of a character flaw.
What? What does?
I mean, if you like burning, why don't you want to burn yourself?
Because then I couldn't burn the things anymore.
But you would be burning forever in the sun.
No, I think I'd just be burning for like a split a second, and then I would be nothing.
But the sun burns forever.
The sun burns forever. I don't burn forever.
Why don't you become the sun?
I'd like to be the sun. That'd be nice, but I don't know how to do it.
Well, maybe someday.
I mean, my guidance counselor never really set me up for that.
Well, my guidance counselor told me...
He said I should be a veterinarian.
Some speech lessons.
But I get by burning all the puppies. I'm burning them, and the kitties are burning.
You know...
The burning hair, I still smell it.
Hey,
in my dreams.
What are you guys doing in here?
We're just to add a living.
Is this some kind of party?
Is it? No.
You had a party and you didn't invite me.
I'm gonna go now.
Yeah, you're gonna go straight into the sun.
No, Blob, no. I was just saying I didn't want to do that.
It was a joke, man.
Oh, that's funny. That's a really good joke.
Oh, man. Well, I'll see you in Blob 6.
Yeah, I guess I'll burn you later.
The end.
Or is it?
Yeah, I just said it.
No, it's not the end.
It's the end.
Because Blob will return in Blob 4.
Yeah, the Celestial Menace. That's the title.
Nice doing work with you, Neri.
You too, yeah. I'll
see you next time.
Gotta get some coffee.